Only mode.
Hello, everyone. This is Francis Arnold. I'm sitting in for Michael for this fourth of a series of pre-full moon webinars, Gemini webinars. I'm going to be reading some quotes concerning Gemini, and then we'll get into the actual meditation. So, first of all, I'd like to read this from Esoteric Astrology. Apart from the importance of the influence of Gemini as the dominant power in the mutable cross, it is one of the paramount zodiacal signs in that it is the major symbol of duality in the zodiac. It is the constellation Gemini and its inherent second-ray influence. Go on. Excuse my dog. Which control every one of the pairs of opposites in the great wheel. Gemini, therefore, forms with each of the pairs of opposites in the zodiac a third factor, powerfully influencing the other two constellations, and thus forms with them certain great zodiacal triangles. Excuse me, just a moment. Okay. So here's a couple of more quotes, both from Esoteric Astrology, just to get a sense of the some of the characteristics of this sign. When astrologers understand the true significance of the constellation Gemini, the twins, and the dual forces which pour through this sign, the forces in conflict, as they are sometimes called, or the quarreling brothers, and beat upon our planetary life, then the true method of resolving the dualities will be known. Now, that paragraph really deals with what DK calls average humanity or up through aspiration. And then this bottom paragraph deals more with initiates and disciples. The man upon the reversing wheel in Gemini becomes increasingly aware of the intuition and increasingly under the influence of the brothers who live into light, as the twins are sometimes called. The light of the personality dims and the light of the soul waxes. The fluidity of Pisces and the undeveloped Gemini gives place to the responsiveness of the personality to soul impression and consequent stabilizing of the life on the physical plane. He mentions Pisces here because of Venus and the connection between the two signs through Venus, which is responsible for unshackling the connection between the two fishes, which is the representative of soul and personality. And of course, in Gemini, we have Venus as the esoteric ruler. In a treatise on cosmic fire, I, in DK, mentioned that energy enters our system from an unknown source via Gemini. In this latest contribution on the subject, I mentioned that Libra, the balance, is involved. Thus, there are found on this path of magnetic work two blended influences, those of Gemini and Libra. The dual energy of Gemini is brought to a point of balance by means of the influence of Gemini. And this balanced and dual energy is released then into our solar system. This entering stream of balanced energies forms the second path. That's the second cosmic path, the path of magnetic work. This was, you know, from Ray's initiation, so this was definitely a later and further teaching on this duality of Gemini. Gemini guards the mystery or secret of duality and presents the initiate with a word which leads to the fusion of the greater pairs of opposites. Libra guards the secret of balance, of equilibrium, and finally speaks the word which releases the initiate from the power of the lords of karma. So there's a strong connection between these two signs. So here we have the banner that describes the planetary rulers of Gemini. Mercury is exoteric ruler, Venus is esoteric, and the Earth is the hierarchical ruler. We won't go into that now because it's inherent to the meditation itself. Then we have this one of Geoffrey's, I think, my opinion, most successful of his paintings on the signs. You can see all the examples of the dualities indicated, plus their movement towards union through the hermaphroditic union, which ultimately resolves into this, the circle of absolute unity of the Caduceus. So this is from a study on the on astrology that I did some years ago now, illustrated study. Gemini rules the hands. Thus, the spiritual hand gestures called mudras are especially relevant to this sign. Gemini also rules the etheric or vital body, making the pran mudra. That's what you're seeing, the soul aspect demonstrating there. Used to promote the circulation of prana in the etheric body, the quintessentially Geminian gesture. This is borne out by the form of this mudra. The raised first and second fingers indicate duality and proclaim the symbol of Gemini, while the three remaining fingers describe a circle suggesting circulation. Also, of course, Gemini is the source of the constellation that is the source of the second ray in our solar system. So the two fingers are apropos for that as well. In this month's image, the freedom of the two, the soul is seen stimulating the primary triangle of centers in the mind and brain of its personality reflection by means of this mudra. With regard to this triangle, the Tibetan tells us the pineal, pituitary, and carotid glands are objective correspondences of the three energy centers through which the soul controls his physical vehicle. Where the relationship is close between the three lines, as is increasingly the case where disciples are concerned, a triangle of circulating energies is always established. The presence of the monad, indicated by the triangularly enclosed closed eye in her right hand, reminds us that the soul is the vehicle, the triangle, for the monad, the eye. And that in Gemini, this energy can be channeled through the hands. Woven into the fabric of the robe in this image is a pattern that represents the cyclic movement of Venus as seen from the Earth. You can see it especially in the super close up there at the top. The Earth is, of course, Gemini's hierarchical ruler. This pattern represents the link between these planets and thus indicates something of the nature of the relationship between soul and personality. DK tells us Venus is the Earth's alter ego and its true supplementary and complementary planet. You have thus established a double dual relationship, that of Gemini itself, the two brothers, and that of the Earth and Venus. Okay, In terms of the geometry connected with Gemini, it's the one figure that is very closely associated with the sign is the six-pointed star. In this third astrological sign, major sign of duality, any speculation concerning the relevant geometry must include the consideration of the interrelationship of the numbers 2 and 3. For example, the Tibetan tells us Gemini forms with each of the pairs of opposites in the zodiac, a third factor powerfully influencing the other two constellations, and thus forms with them certain great zodiacal triangles. When we consider these six zodiacal axes as six synthesized potencies, we can visualize Gemini, the agent of this fluidic synthesis, standing at the center of the six-pointed star. In esoteric astrology, the Tibetan tells us the opposites eternally remain from the point of view of human reason, but to the initiate whose intuition is functioning, they constitute but six great potencies, because he has achieved the freedom of the two, as it is sometimes called. DK describes another demonstration of the six-pointed star. He says six forces, rays 1 through 6, meet in Gemini, and for this reason, the double triangle is one of the subjective symbols of this sign, indicating again the essential dualism of this sign. Finally, the star symbolizes the triangle of the soul, which is the vehicle for the threefold expression of the monad, Atma, Buddhi, Manas, overlaying the triangle of the threefold personality. This represents the essential Geminian duality. Okay, without further ado, let's move into our meditation. So begin by sitting comfortably, and withdrawing your consciousness gradually from the personality, first from your physical body, then after calm, your emotional state, moving from the astral into the mental body, calming the mind. Then enter deeply into the presence of the soul. Feel yourself established as a soul within the field of light, love, and spiritual power. Now let us merge ourselves as individual souls into a deep sense of the group soul. It can be this gathering of aspirants, or it can be the Moria Federation, or a group that each of you are affiliated with in your own lives. Now let us imaginatively unite in soul with the spiritually minded people of the world and with the men and women of goodwill. Now let us visualize the group soul merging into the one soul of humanity. Realize that there is no my soul and thy soul. Deeply realize, not is, but me. Now let us visualize a potent point of tension fed by the will aspect of the soul in accordance with your soul ray gathered at the mental unit and forming the foundation of the Antikarana. Use the color indigo, especially if you do not know your soul and personality rays. Otherwise, use the colors of your soul and personality rays, the soul ray color more prominent. From the base point, just the mental unit, project a dual stream of light towards the monastic permanent atom, colored in your personality and soul rays colors. Then extend on upward into the Buddhic plane and the Buddhic permanent atom, then on into the Atmic plane and the Atmic permanent atom of the spiritual triad. Now imagine the colors of your individual Antahkarana merging with those of the group Antahkarana, which is colored by all the seven colors of the seven rays, but primarily by the deep indigo blue, the second ray. Both individual and group Antahkaranas are reaching up into the realm of the spiritual triad. Attempt to deeply feel this connection. Now let us pull in and continued identification with the group soul. Affirm the great word of power. I see the greatest light. As we imaginatively project a line of vivid, living white light into the triadal realms along the individual group Antahkaranas, from an established point of individual and group tension on the mental plane. In the presence of this great light of the spiritual triad, attempt to feel the presence of the great white brotherhood, the Lodge of Masters, which is the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Now let us, with heartfelt gratitude, offer our salutations to the Masters and to the head of the hierarchy, the Christ. Salutations to the Buddha, the Lord of light and wisdom. Salutations to the Christ, the Master of all Masters. Salutations to the triangle of masters with whom we work most closely. Salutations to the Master Moria. Salutations to the Master Kundalini. Salutations to the Master Dwaraku. Salutations to the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Now let us imaginatively raise our thoughts to Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. And with deepest reverence and in all humility, attempt, identified as a group soul, to attune with the presence of Sanat Kumara, standing at the very center of Shambhala. Let us together sound a long silence. Oh, as we imagine the group imbued with his energy. Realize that Shambhala is the planetary center through which the energies of the constellations and the planets initially enter to the law of assembly, especially at full moon opportunities, to be distributed to all sentient beings upon the earth. Now let us align with the spiritual qualities emanating from the three planetary rulers of the sign Gemini, Mercury, the exoteric ruler, revealing the nature of the pairs of opposites, Venus, the esoteric ruler, uniting the pairs of opposites, and the Earth, the hierarchical ruler, the field of service. Let us ponder first on the power of Mercury in relation to Gemini, which conveys the ability to recognize and relate all the many pairs of opposites until an articulated vision of unified wholeness is achieved. Let us open our consciousness imaginatively to impressions born upon the Mercurian stream of energy. attempt to realize the areas in which you and your group are most in need of the Mercurian qualities, and then visualizing yourselves imbued with the divine qualities of Mercury, imaginatively transmit those qualities to your group. Now let us turn our attention to the power of Venus, which conveys the power to unite and fuse the pairs of opposites, the two brothers, soul and personality, until the transmutation, transformation, and transfiguration that the solar angel intends to induce within the personality has been achieved. Let us open our consciousnesses imaginatively to impressions borne upon the Venusian stream of energy. Let us attempt to realize the areas in which we, within our group, are most in need of the Venusian qualities, and then visualizing ourselves imbued with the divine qualities of Venus, imaginatively transmit those qualities within our group. Let us now ponder on the power of the earth, which stands in need of the angelic redemption which the energies of Gemini convey. Let us realize that graduates of earth school become adjudicators between the pairs of opposites which Gemini represents. Through releasing sorrow and purifying pain, those who graduate from earth school achieve luminescence, and its evolving human beings become living stones. Because so when consciousness imagined different impressions emerging from the earth's major quality. Now let us attempt to realize the areas in which we and our group are most in need of the qualities demonstrated by the logos of our planet, the Earth, and visualizing ourselves imbued with these divine qualities, imaginatively transmit these qualities throughout our group. Now let us imaginatively raise our group consciousness to the solar logos, expressing through our sun, the solar system, and the solar system. Attempt to feel that the great second ray of the solar logos, the God of love, wisdom, is pouring through all planets, Shambhala, and every monad, soul, and personality on planet Earth. Now let us focus our imaginations on the constellation Gemini, radiating the light of interplay. This is a line of light beams revealing that which opposes or the basic duality of manifestation, the relation of spirit and of form. It is the conscious light of that relationship. Let us open ourselves to feel the energy quality of Gemini, attempting to realize its profound relationship to the second ray of love, wisdom, and via Mercury, Venus, and the Earth, to the fourth, fifth, third, and second rays, respectively. attempt to realize the connection of the Gemini energy to the forces of reconstruction, which make possible the rebuilding of human civilization and the planet. This is in accordance with the plan indicated by the forces of restoration, and the entire process pursued in an illumined manner within the light shed by the forces of enlightenment. As Gemini brings these three great forces together, forces of reconstruction, forces of restoration, and the forces of enlightenment. Now let us ponder deeply on the mantra for Gemini. I recognize my other self, and in the waning of that self, I grow and glow. Let us attempt to grasp the esoteric meaning and significance of this mantra. I recognize my other self, and in the waning of that self, I grow and glow. Now let us reopen ourselves imaginatively to the following downflows of energy. From the constellation Gemini, through the solar logos at the heart of the solar system, through the planets Mercury, Venus, and the Earth, into Shambhala, and thus through each of our monads and all associated monads, into the hierarchy through the great Lord, the Christ, and into and through the ashram with which you believe yourself to be increasingly associated, and thus through your soul and the group soul or your co-workers, and into your spiritualized personality and all associated spiritualized personalities. Now, while preserving our high alignments, including that of the Antikaranas, let us visualize the world situation and the ways in which the energies of Gemini can be applied for the upliftment and redemption of humanity and the planet in accordance with the divine plan. Visualize the energies that you and I rightly apply, solving at least one important problem with humanity, or a problem of the planet. Imagine this solution having already taken place. Visualize its effects. Now, while imbued with the many energies bestowed on each of us and the groups to which we are associated at this time of the Gemini full moon, let us, with hands upraised, send our collective blessing into humanity and its consciousness, so that it may rise to its new spiritual potentials as promised by the divine plan. Now we will preserve our high alignment by reaffirming them in our imaginations. Wow. Quietly and rhythmically sounding the great invocation, as if in unison with the Christ, the masteries of the wisdom, and the members of this and each of our separate groups. Then we will close with the sounding of the sacred word Om three times, thus spreading light, love, and power to all humanity, all kingdoms of nature, and the planet. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. The center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Thank you.